welcome to the second episode of the Bad Patter Podcast with me, James Hamilton.
You want me to say that again? You want me to go on the Bad Patter Podcast?
I'm pure
funny. Honestly, you missed about 10 minutes of gold. I got my wallet and everything zoomed in. You could see it. It was fucking amazing.
We've got to blame Frankie for that one. But no, not really. But so yeah, the settings have changed we're now at Cave Wall Studios, so we'd like to thank the guys at Cave Wall Studios for having us here. Certainly a lot better than the living room.
Aye, thanks to Cave Wall, we've been fucking late. Leave us all standing outside, the most rapey hall I've ever seen in my life. Fucking lights get cut enough.
Gary turned up with a whistle and everything.
Can't even whistle, I was like, try to tap myself out.
And obviously, as always, here with my co-host, Mr. Chris Bungard. Thanks, sir.
Easily the baddest guy at this table.
You've punched Conor McGregor in the face. What was it like
then
just punching him?
Then I got weathered.
Was it good bit just feeling that you could say you've cracked Conor McGregor?
Aye.
You know what that misses, mate? That would get you your hole. The big man.
Here it might have.
I might start saying it.
Well,
I cracked Conor McGregor in the face. No, you've not. You're too fat.
So might get a lawsuit, but...
But then, you're getting choked out right after it, and it's joy in it, is there?
But his camera guy was right in your face. That's brilliant.
So, we're in a studio this time because We've upped it.
Upped the budget at £5. Bought a lot of things I'll do.
Hottest Scottish comedian right now, Springburn's finest, Gary Folds.
Fucking Gary, hottest.
What is happening, Gary boy?
Got to Berlin tomorrow, mate, that's what's happening.
Tell the people why you got to Berlin, and this is no joking, by the way.
I read that the guy invented the doner kebab died, right? And obviously, me being a fat lassie, I was heavy concerned about it. So I pay my respects, reading about the wee guy. And I found out the wee Turkish guy actually invented the doner kebab in 1972 in Berlin, right? And I'm thinking to myself, see if the doner kebabs in alleys and shops and roads fucking amazing. What's the kebab going to be like in Berlin? So I'm going to Berlin to get a kebab.
He's going to Berlin to eat a kebab, that's it. He's no gagging, just a kebab and ham. In fact, it's no ham. Where are you going?
Berlin.
Then where?
I'm going to Istanbul next week.
Istanbul.
So I can eat a Turkish kebab. I shouldn't have gave me this money, mate. I shouldn't have done that SSE gig. It's fucked my head, man. I'm cutting about drinking fucking water with cucumbers in it. I used to call that soup, you know what I mean? My pinky and everything, it just heavy posh. I've turned into the most fat posh Ned I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing.
I think I've genuinely been more educated in kebabs in the last half hour than the previous 35 years of my life.
Live podcast, sorry boys, like this. Just texting my nana, like, you better get my fucking dinner away, don't get smashed.
But obviously you're on fire now, Gary. You've just come off the back of some amazing shows. What's that experience been like?
It's been good, because I went for, obviously, the start of the year I was still doing like 50 seater pubs in like Govan Hill. And I finished the year like in SSE doing two sold out shows, so it's just been phenomenal. But I'm lucky because I've got a great following.
Aye.
Like, they just backed me at the house, so I don't I've got an agent, he's one of my best pals, you know what I mean, but I done all this off the back of my audience supporting me. So it's nice, kind of like an indie comedian, like kind of Jerry Cinnamon or like the Colonel Mustard, you know what I mean. It's amazing, mate, and you've got to appreciate your audience. So it's nice that I get to spend the big moments with the people that put me there. So it's not like I've been on the telly and everybody thought, I'll go and see him. We've done all this together, so it's good.
But you've just used this. I mean, it just shows the power of social media as well, because you use social media brilliantly. Your videos are great, and that's obviously... I mean, people...
He's obviously not watched them, is he?
No. They definitely are. And that's obviously a big part of, like you're saying, going for doing 50-seater pubs to... what a trip that is in a year.
Bonkers, mate. I'm a double next year. That's fucking... I'm shite myself about that. Because I go to the village gym once a week and get a curry, you know what I mean? But I walk by it, go to the gym, and it's just fucking... See, you look at it, you're just like, can't believe it.
What made you start doing your videos, like in your car and stuff like that?
I started driving, so I've done comedy up to that point for 5 years, and I started driving the taxi, and I thought, do you know what, because I've driven the taxi so much, before that I had normal jobs, so I could go and do like a new material night at the stand, but I couldn't do that with the taxi, so I couldn't test new material, so I thought, I'll just start doing live videos and just see, if it's shite, I'll just delete it, if it's good, I'll keep it. And the first one just went fucking viral, and they got about 100,000 views.
The numbers are crazy on your videos.
It's brilliant. But it's my following, they get involved, and they know it's cause of them as well, which is nice. They're a part of that.
That's what social media's all about, it's a numbers game, isn't it? Do you want to tell them about your taxi story, or can you tell that?
What land?
About you offering to do the taxi, boys.
Oh, the Glasgow private hire.
I
spoke about it on Saturday at my set. It was one of my first ever videos on Facebook, actually, but it was I recorded videos, did a live video, so it's one I done ages ago, when I phoned up Glasgow private hire and I recorded it, still a bit of fucking laugh, and I was like to the last, I'm looking for a job, just trying to get a wee bit of fucking clickbait there. And she's like, we're not looking for anybody. And I says, no, I could do the voice. And she's like, go then. And I went, how long class on private hire? Right? And it just went wild, mate. It was only video, apart from my live videos, that's done brilliant. And then apparently a pal phones us and he's like, mate, the guy that owns that place isn't happy. You better get it off. And I was like, I'm a fuck, mate. I just got about 1,000 likes. But I couldn't get a taxi for fucking ages because of it.
So if they come round now, you're starting to get taxis?
That's either. I've
seen one a day. Phone a taxi.
But I was fucking raging. Automated. Did you just get it up here or no? Automated services?
No, but you just phone it and then.
I think it's going fucking backwards. Oh, really? Aye. We need to phone it and press like 1 from my house, like 2, and then honestly, it just fucking gets my nerves. No wonder I'm always comforting, honestly. Sorry, these fucking taxi companies.
I don't know if that must be. Well, obviously, I stay out in the sticks, but. They're asked you just phone and they answer them. That's it.
Where do you stay?
He's for the posh in the Springburn though. Shots.
The sticks down there on the own.
No, but it is old, actually, we'll talk about what happened the last podcast. So obviously we filmed the last one down at my house. So finished filming and that. And I think you take the story for here, Chris, because it happened to you. So
on the way home, it's about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock or something.
About 11-ish, aye.
Aye, so basically I had a wank then I just went left, right?
live check out the last podcast, it's amazing.
So this motor starts following me through the back roads of Shorts, which isn't the best road in the world, is it? My motor's a heap of shit now, so it's gone slow. And I'm like, just wanting this guy to overtake me anyway, but he's followed me all the way. So we get to Salisbury, and he's overtake me, and I'm like, right, happy days. And he kind of starts swaying into me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm coming off the road a wee bit. I'm like, what the fuck's this guy doing, man? At this point, I'm like, the monkey to mean machine. I'm like, this guy's getting it now. So he cuts in front of me, kind of graces the front of my motor. And I'm like, what is this cunt doing? We get to the end of the roundabout. I'm going to Holytown at Newhouse Hotel. And he goes the left hand lane. So I come up beside him. I'm like, what the fuck? What's your problem? And he's just looking at me, staring at me. He looked like the demon headmaster, that's what he looked like. So no guy, so I go straight on and then he follows me and he starts flashing me. I was like, fuck this, man. So I pull in Newhouse Hotel, right in the disabled bit. He pulls in beside me, I'm like, yeah, it's on now, man. Gum shield for the motor.
as soon as
I jump out the motor, he just puts the opposite window down. And it's just, sorry mate, I thought you were somebody else here. And I'm like, what?
Because you're an MMA fighter, mate. See if that is me. He'd a jam put and kick for
me. I'm trying to open this fucking motor, man. I'm trying to open the door. And he just kept saying, I'm sorry. So the guy was quite old and he was steaming. And that's all he kept saying. By that time I was raging. But the mayor said that I felt sorry for him. How long you had that motor, mate? I was like, fucking about 5 years. Does that fucking matter? You trying to kill me, you prick? And he was all over the place steaming. And then I started to feel sorry for him. So I ended up driving home, but didn't get to sleep till about 3 in the morning because I was fucking jacked.
Just right after a fight.
Aye, so I nearly died on the way home for the last one.
So that's how we're not doing it in your
house.
My
body was dead day, so I'd have been just sitting at the bottom of the field with my fucking vomit mask.
Upside down the river somewhere.
Imagine that you turn up around.
So if you drive a silver Passat and you look like fucking the demon headmaster had away in my fucking Miss Trunchbull in Matilda, I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
I would shag Miss Trunchbull for a kebab.
I'd grab one, yeah.
That's how low I would go for a kebab, honestly.
Wait, would you date for any kebab, or does it have to be the right grade of meat? But
I don't know. I'll tell you how the Berlin kebab is first.
What's your expectations for a kebab? That's what I want to know.
Like, I've no idea. I'm fasting now. I'm fasting, mate. Don't laugh. I'm serious. I can fucking not eat for 12 hours night. I'm hoarding. I'm not eating it tonight. So when I go and get that kebab and see that first bite, mate, I reckon I'm just going to come.
Just instantly.
Just going to straight boner. Came everywhere. Know what I mean? Just mad slimy legs. But I'm buzzing for it.
Who are you going to air with to bear
myself?
Just go on yourself.
I'm going to get the cutlass, mate. I'm experiencing that myself. That's like a fucking wedding, innit? But I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice.
I've heard that a lot of folk going on a lot of trips, but that's definitely a new one. That's
Berlin for a kebab.
That's definitely a new one.
Where the kebab's invented, you need to go to Berlin. You need to go. Obviously, if you love something so much, you need to experience it, innit? Like, if you love an act, you go and see them. Aye. I love kebabs.
Speaking of that, I seen that you're a fellow Jerry Cinnamon fan like myself.
Oh, wait, it's in Liverpool, mate, Friday.
And you were in Liverpool. Tell us about it. How good is it?
I've never ever seen anything that good live. It was we the tickets we had were up the back, so we could see the whole crowd. And like there was a band Zuzu on before them, and they were brilliant, right? But see when he came on, it was. I mean, probably the best way to explain this would be like, Scotland lifting a World Cup. There's fucking flares going off. He's shouting, "No pyro, no party, mate." Honestly, I was at this place, you're just going to burn down in a minute. It was the best thing I've ever seen live. I was actually only greeting a wee bit. Nice. Honestly, mate, I was just so proud.
We can relate to a lot of his lyrics. We're
the Diamond in the Rough is about Glasgow and all the characters in it. So when all the crowd are all singing that, it's fucking.
I'm going to see him on the 18th at Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. So I've never seen him before either. I'm on the guest list. Cheers, Jerry Boy. So I am looking forward to it. I'm actually buzzing. Every video we see, it just looks bouncing.
Oh, it's phenomenal. See that live. And that's him. That was him just supporting the Curtainers. So see if that's maybe half of the audience somewhere on the Curtainers side. Imagine seeing that live and he's in show for an hour. Yeah. It'll be fucking mayhem. I can't wait to see it.
It's mental as well. I mean, seeing Jerry, obviously, that Facebook video. Donny Belter, he was sitting in the park, mm-hmm. and it seemed to Ferreri just sort of.
Is that the one? Is it the what's that big building behind him? The museum?
I can't even mind.
Was he sitting in the grass?
I just sitting. I didn't know obviously much about him at that time, and he just seemed to blow up for there. But it's a good thing as well. Obviously, you're red hot now as a comedian, but entertainment in general in Scotland looks.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's looking good.
A lot of good Scottish comedians coming up as well, and bands like. It's the kind of that indie thing in it. It's like Scotland don't really get a chance sometimes in like the mainstream media. It's always like a fucking middle class cunt for England, you know what I mean? But we're all doing it ourselves. We've just got this. If Scotland backs you, mate, the world's your oyster.
Who's the sort of core group of comedians you know and your pals with? I know obviously Chrissy Ross.
That's probably just me and Chrissy, mate. I don't really associate with any other comedians. I wasn't liked, mate, see, because I was doing so well and just because I would be no cocky, but. I would have goals and I would tell people my goals. Mm-hmm. People thought I was full of shite, but obviously I'm not, so I've just completed every goal I says. But I did that because of my audience, so only people I want in my room, mate, is my best pal Chrissy, who supports me, and my audience, mate.
Because you were taught, obviously, before we started recording, you were saying about your team, mm-hmm. as just a small group of you.
What is it, Freeze, mate? Freeze are best pals, going to get mad with together, going to get dinner together. Finger each other, mate. Honestly, it's fucking
small circles.
Beauty and the Beast, mate.
Who's the beauty and who's the beast?
I'm the beauty, not I mean. Everyone else is the beast. But,
I think like MMA in general is like kind of similar to like stand-up comedians. Like they're on the road, they pay their dues, they put in the work, mm-hmm. go through like wee shows to big shows. So I can see the similarities of myself and. Obviously you coming
but
through.
At least you just get to punch fuck at each other and get rid of that rage. Like comedians don't, they just fucking bitch about each other.
Have you ever like slagged someone so much that they've like wanted to fight you or wanted to hit you, or you just
a guy pulped me by the feet one time in Manchester
for the stage.
Honestly, mate, I done it was at the Comedy Store I was doing. I was like a gong show I was doing, it wasn't even a good spot. And I'm dead, so we're going on, there's this big drunk guy, big fucking massive black guy, like Mr. T, gold chain and all that, right? You just knew he was a big drug dealer, he was a fucking big sexy animal, know what I mean? And the compere had said to us all, like, don't talk to that guy, if he heckles you, we're going to throw him out in the break. So I'm on the stage, mate, and his bird was just phenomenal, mate, she was just like a princess, you know what I mean? You ever seen that? What's the fucking, what's the Jim Carrey film?
Liar, Liar.
No, Yes Man. Mm-hmm. See the fight scene, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Oh, you're never going to see a ball." It was like that, mate. She was beautiful, right? So the cunt heckles his mate, and I'm like, "Leave it, Gary, leave it." He's a bit scary looking. Heckles me again, and he said something like, "Oh, I said I'm going to die." Part of my set, and he went, "Yeah, you wish." And I went, "Mate, see if I was going to wish about anything, I'd be fucking banging your missus, right?" And everybody's like, "Oh, yeah, go, mate." And that's the last thing I remember. And he grabbed me by the back of the ankles and just whipped me right off the stage. So he's pulling me, I'm pure screaming like, help! The bouncers are grabbing him, and he gets him up, gets him to the door, right? And I got back up, and everybody's like, "What the fuck happened there?" And I done the song, I was like, "Cheerio, cheerio," right? He's getting dragged out, pure raging, and his missus stayed there, and I just battled into her for the next 10 minutes, you know what I mean? But they had to get me a taxi for the back of the club, because the cop was going to kill me, but I've not been back to Manchester since. But that's the only time Andy's tried to fucking smash us, but...
You find for me, for the biggest part, when you're... Because I've also watched some of your videos doing the crowd, weren't that? Most folk are just into it and light and enjoy when you're sort of slating them a bit.
I try and keep it light-hearted, you know what I mean? If somebody's late or if somebody heckles, like, as a comedian, you've got to take a heckle.
Aye.
There's heckles and they're just cunts being annoying, but I like a heckle. If somebody heckles us, mate, it's game on. There's free material, mate, just fucking... Somebody heckles you, they can take it.
What's the best heckle Andy's caught you with?
Cunt caught my Augustus glute once. At Heavy Hot Man. It did, I'm not going to lie. I was pure stunned. I was like, Augustus glute, never couldn't laugh. And I was like, that's quite funny, mate. I was a guy, I was doing my material. and a guy saw my man, and I said to him, I was like, oh, fuck up, mate. I said, I've pumped you in my. And he's like, my man's dead, mate. And I went, I know, I fucking shagged it to death. That's the worst haircut I've ever done, because the cunt looked heavy gutted, you know. But you just get it, mate. Some of them are brilliant, some of them are fucking mince, but my audience are quite middle class and working class, so they're quite quick. So you need to be careful, mate, because there's funny cunts out there. Do you know what I mean? Because you're a comedian, you're the funniest in the room.
I was listening to some of your interviews and that, and you were talking about like your dad was quite funny with one-liners. Mm. Do you get a lot of your comedy off?
I was just going up listening to him fucking cracking jokes and winding everybody up, but I was too fat to wind everybody up, you know what I mean? So I had to become a comedian. Well, fat and I can't fight. He could fight, or I couldn't, but it's just... It's part of the show, mate. Somebody heckles, it can become just magic, you know what I mean?
Aye.
Somebody's heckle could just fucking... I've been doing not so much the solo shows, so everybody's there to see me, so it's a bit of excitement that I'm there and I'm excited they're there. But see, when I used to do the club gigs, sometimes I'd be dying in my hole and somebody would heckle me and it would just pull the gig right back, you know what I mean? It'd just be fucking one and one. But
we spoke before, like, who was your favourite comedians?
Connolly, man, hands down. Mm. Connolly, hands down, like... I was looking the other day and I'm gutted I never got to see him.
Because
he's retired, mate. I'm genuinely gutted. It's made me think, like, what other comedians? So Bill Blur, I made sure I got tickets for that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to see all these comedians that I might never get a chance to see again. Because it's... What comedians would you go and see now?
Bill Blur fan. But I like, obviously, Kevin Bridges, your Frankie Boyles, but there are a few Americans, like Louis C.K. and stuff like that. But if you could pick anybody to... support or even go after, who would it be?
Oh, Bridges, mate, hands down. Bridges, I love him, mate. It's weird, isn't it? Because when you look at somebody, like, he's probably the reason I got into comedy, one of the reasons anyway, just watching him and watched all it. I remember sitting in a pub and Birds were all talking about him, and there was a bird and she was stunning, mate. And she's like, ah, even I would shag him because he's funny, right? And I'm like, ah, he can get his whole being funny.
Funny does get funny,
right, it does, mate. See, my wife, mate, she's a fucking 10 out of 10, know what I mean? But it does, and that got me my hole, you know what I mean? Showed him my bully, mate, she's no stopped laughing since.
Well, obviously, the Scottish audience, you need to know, but we can relate to a lot of shit that Kevin Bridges says, like, just simple wee
hands.
That's
it, hoosh rice, fucking hoosh gaffs.
Same with the Jerry Sermon lyrics, that we can all relate to it. That's how a lot of people love it so much, you know what I mean?
It's meant on how it happens, but like, Kevin Bridges, just again, he was another guy that just seemed to get the right opportunity at the right time. It was Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow.
Aye.
And it was that bust open.
They stabbed the eye, the BMI. It was phenomenal.
I mean, you can definitely, but I just, mate, sent him into the stratosphere.
Even when you listen to his material, mate, he's such an intelligent writer.
Aye.
His jokes are just fucking class, you know what I mean? And you just hope one day you get to that level.
I remember his pals with my mate Kieran Tierney, and you say, like, when Kieran was injured, they were sitting Celtic games together in the stand, and he says, like, my steward was coming up one time, I was going to move them, my son. And he said to Kieran, he's like, that steward was that baldy, I could see what he was thinking. And I always remember that, I always stick to him, like, that's class, man. Just he said it was just like that, man.
Quick.
It must be, this is one for you. You're obviously going into cage in your pants and scrapping the other guys, but can you imagine what it would be like to go up and stand there in front of a crowd just with a mic telling jokes?
There's a man there.
Before I go on stage, I've just got pure adrenaline. Mm-hmm. You must get that enough when you fucking smash somebody's face in. It must be the same feeling, see that pre...
I was going to say something there, but...
Like, I'd do about 50, did you do tons of shites?
No.
I'd do about... because then you'd be a shite bag, wouldn't you? I used to. Done 15 shites. He's pure para.
One point, I needed to shite so bad, that I just... wasn't coming out, and I was behind the curtain, and they called my name, Chris Bungard, Bad Moon Rising hits. And I'm like, with a bag ready to try to be sick, and I'm like, what if I'm the guy that shakes myself in the cage? What if I'm that guy? You've always got to be known as, you're the guy that shat yourself in the cage.
But that'd be an advantage, innit? You'd never want to wrestle a guy who like shiny pants.
If you fight yourself, shat yourself, there's footage in there, like, imagine you shite in the cage, you know?
Punched your belly like, what?
Imagine you shat yourself and go up in a triangle.
It was tapping before it was even in. Third sandwich.
Smell the sweet corn, you wee dick. Somebody will be gagging, what's like that?
Behind the curtain, like, my name's... Mm-hmm. And I asked my coaches and Paul, you stole me a bag and then you need to go, and when you're in there, it's all right, but right after it, you're like right to the toilet, you know what I mean? But it's been close a few times.
It's quite mad how similar the two. Obviously, there's a big difference in
obviously
terms
the
of
the cocaine doesn't help, you know what I mean?
Aye, well.
Cocaine doesn't help a few lines before a fight.
But as we stand up.
What's cocaine?
We stand up fighting it, it's just you, innit? Like, you're the only man in there fighting, and you're the only man standing there with a mic trying to make people laugh.
Must be the same kind of adrenaline, because it is pure fear. See if you're going out to an audience, right? 600 people from Glasgow. And you're no funny, mate. You're going to fucking hear that rapid, mate. So that's where the fear comes from. You start getting shite, mate. They're going to start telling you.
Obviously, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. Aye. In the better you get.
But you as well, obviously, you're getting more experience as a comedian. Do you start, if a show's not going well, are you confident you can turn it round?
Aye. I kind of like a show when it's a bit, see, like, I did the one in Greenock on Friday, my DVD, and at the first kind of minute, it was a wee bit dry because it was like, just the way the theatre was, the seats were too far back. But it was just that excitement. I just known you've got 500 people, you start pulling them back. See, you're starting to get them. It's just beauty, mate. See, you just have them on the palm of your hand.
Do you find that? See, once it starts going, you have
a. Oh, it's mayhem. I go to a new level. See if the audience are laughing and shouting and getting involved. It must be like anything. Like if you're, I don't know, a fucking runner.
Aye.
The difference of running on your own than running when thousands of people are cheering you, mate. It must take you to a whole new level. So that's what it's like. So when the audience start interacting and laughing big, I get more excited, mate. I get faster and fucking more rapid. But I try and do all my shows. I've got material, obviously, but I try and ad-lib quite a lot.
Right.
So that every show is different. So I'm interacting with audience. So say there's a big fucking baldy guy, I'm talking to him, or there's a wee fat guy with a track at the front row. Like, you just got to have fun with everybody.
So do you find as well, see, wee bits you've got, when you're doing that ad-lib, and sometimes you'll do a bit on stage and you'll fund something in the bit that you've done before.
Aye, all the time.
Is that kind of like you're almost writing on as you're performing on stage?
Aye, I done a gig in Edinburgh and I came up with it was like Junkie Aladdin the musical, and that's became a whole 2 minute set where I just act out as if I'm like a junkie playing Aladdin, you know what I mean? And it's one of my favourite bits. And I got that after the back of talking to somebody. It looked like Aladdin, but he was a junkie, you know what I mean? So I was kidding, I was that guy, and it was just fucking, just see when it connected. And I done the gig in Edinburgh, it was the Three Sisters, there's like 110 people, and the laughter I was getting for it, I was like, oh, this is fucking gold. And I couldn't wait to do a big stage to try it, and I got to Greenock, done it at Greenock, mate, and I was just, see when you get a big laugh, I was just stunning, silent, just soaking all that atmosphere up, because it was just fucking, that's me. I get, obviously it's good getting money, but I get all my stuff and making people laugh.
Aye.
You're hearing 500 people screaming at your jokes, mate, it's phenomenal.
That must be better as well, but see if you're specifically, well, obviously everybody's doing stuff for money because we all need it, but if that's money's not your primary thing.
Well, I used to work, so I drove a taxi before and done comedy.
Beep, beep.
Want a kebab?
Busy tonight, big man.
I'm gutted Peter K done that, because that stuff's fucking gold, you know what I mean? Like,
so true though, innit? That's all. Don't say it. Fuck it, man.
Did you finish it?
It's always my mate in the front who's always the mad witest. If you're in the back, I don't.
The best thing I've had as a taxi was a cunt trying to bribe me. And I was sitting in the tune night, waiting for a lassie. And he came up to the window and he chaps the window and he's like, ah, big man. He's like, take us to Drum Chapel and I'll give you 50 quid. And I'm like, ah, no, mate, because I've got morals, because you've got to pick something up for cookie, mate. Could be a lassie, my adult, and get stranded, you know what I mean? So I'm like, ah, no, bro. I said, I'm not picking you up. I says, I've got a customer coming. And then he came back a minute later and he's like, ah, big man, I'll give you 70 quid for this taxi. And I'm like, ah, no, bro, I'm not taking you, mate, right? And then he just, this big fat guy, so he just pulled up his polystyrene box, right? And popped up, he's like, and then just blew the kebab in the boat, he's like, right? And I was like, mate, again, my guy at the drum. So I've been paid a kebab and 70 quid. Brilliant.
Oh, it blew the smell. Oh,
the lassie was there. So I know, sure.
He just knew how to get you then. Just
see, the stuff in the taxis was brilliant, mate. You're getting everybody mad at the end of the night. Right. But he made me fit skinned, mate, because cunts were just getting all that. Taxi driver's hemi ugly, ain't he? Like, fuck's sake, damn it, I can't do it. Try to take him.
You find folk are funnier, but when they've not got that barrier, they're just not thinking about what they're saying.
It's scary, mate, because see if you're filmed cunts in a taxi, mad with it. Offer them and get a sack in the morning, know what I mean?
Well, they do that, but I think that's fake.
Just fucking, David the doctor's fucking talking about the BMP and he's mad with it. Like, only if you know, you know what I mean? But it's the stuff you're in a taxi for. Lassies are the worst, man.
Did you have the fake taxi slapped on the side of yours?
Right, well, see, oh, mate, that lassie followed me, the fake taxi pornster, Georgia Lyle.
Aye.
my life is going to kick fuck at me, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, the last fake taxis following me and I'm a taxi driver.
The one that was on James English podcast. Aye.
Do you see that podcast?
I don't know who that is.
Did I see that? I'll send you a link, mate. It's like that for days, pure chugging, like she follows me. She's probably got a fat guy fetish.
Until the word dust coming out.
Is this the way they do it? What do you go for that?
Just totally cool.
So, obviously, the main goal for you, well, you've already Armadillo, SECC, obviously, you would love to do the Hydro, whatever. Mm. But where's the weird venues that you love playing? The weird intimate ones?
Oh, you've got like Dumfries. I'll try and still do my Glasgow pub gigs. Because obviously, I can. The good thing with that is they'll sell it straight away, so I can do them for charity. So I done man a Classic Grand a few weeks ago, and that was my wife's got a group where she it's like a community group for women, and there's a kids club and all that. So I done a gig for them, so they could organise a big party for the Wains, and so things like that. Because I still love doing my pub gigs, because that's your proper. That's where you learn your craft, mate, and you graft. It's good being in a room with people. Somebody heckles you, mate. Just go ah, shut up, you cunt. You know what I mean? Like they're there.
Aye.
But in a theatre, mate, somebody heckles you. You can't stop trying to figure out who it was. There's fucking 1,000 people in the room.
What's harder to perform in? See the clubs, mate.
I done a club the other day, New Material, and I was absolutely shitting myself because nobody's there to see me, mate. They're just there for a normal club night. They've got a Groupon voucher. But seeing you there, theatre, mate, and people are there to see you 9 times out of 10, they're up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll if you're funny, you'll land really well. But seeing you're doing clubs again, it's fucking terrifying.
Is there a pressure as well, see, because obviously you're getting more well known in that, folk are seeing your face.
Off your shite, mate. That's my biggest fear. If I go and do New Material and it's shite in a club, somebody might go, I seen him the other day and he was pish.
Is there party? No, but you need to just go there and you need to put the material out to find out how good
I'm going
down
to London, January and February, for 2 months to kind of live down there in a flat. So I'll do my new stuff down there.
What's the English crowds like versus Scottish crowds?
Obviously, it's tougher. Like, I think the North England's brilliant because they're just like, say, like Manchester, Liverpool. They're just kind of like Scottish anyway.
Do they understand you?
They've got the same kind of part. But when you get to like Birmingham and South, I really struggle with it. But that's a good thing because it teaches me to slow down and write better jokes. So
just I'm looking forward
to
it.
That's what I'm going to do today, mate. Just 2 months, I just had fucking 3 gigs.
Down there, is there any specific places you've set out to yourself? Obviously, you've got big.
You can gig in London about 4 times a day. There's hundreds of clubs down there, mate. Aye. Such a massive city, and it's good with comedy.
What's the scene like down there as well? There'll be obviously a lot more comedians down there. Is it cutthroat or...?
It's better quality, mate, because you get cunts like Russell Kane, drop one and then a 5-minute spot. You've got all the big acts live in London just trying new stuff on. It's like, I think that's why these wee comedy clubs do so well, because they give a wee pub with fucking 20 people in the room, and then a big act that make them out of time, mate, walk in and try 5 minutes of new material. So it's a good experience for me, I know, to slow down and out of Glasgow for 2 months, which I'll probably miss, you know what I mean, because I'm a heavy Glasgow boy.
It's like your comfort zone.
That's it, mate. Aye, but you've got to get your comfort zone. If I get better, mate, I'll need to do it.
Is it no mad as well when you see guys, like I see guys that you've seen on the telly for ages, obviously established comedians, then you see them in working out material and that, and they're basically just doing the same stuff you need to do.
That's mad. I really struggle with it. I'm no struggle like mentally or anything, but I struggle to believe with all my rum. See, you sit down and just think. And that's how when I go, see when I go, when I kind of walk out the stage and I look at my audience. Say it's 500 people. That's 500 people individually who made my dream come true. So it's a pure emotion. Like, I'm ready to greet on that, but I'm like, oh, you need to hear material, mate. Don't start fucking doing a mad sob story, you know what I mean? But see, just being in the room with the people who support me, that's worth more than anything. Aye. See, somebody phoned me and says, going down to the Wembley and gig in front of 250,000 people, or gig at fucking 10 people who followed you, I would go with the 10 people who followed me. Because they're just dream makers, man.
Do you find it weird when people ask you for photos and stuff?
That's bonkers, mate. Do you get that a lot?
Recently,
I was in the 20 day and I was getting it. I look behind me still, like, as Bridges behind me or something. You mean me, aye? But it's nice. It's good because they take a picture with you, it goes on their social media, and somebody will go, oh, who the fuck's that, you fat guy? That cunt's shite. His videos are fucking horrendous. But it's good because I'm better live than I'm in my videos. That's just shit I just make up on the spot.
That's good. If you're getting so much attention in the videos, though, that's good for folk to know that if they like your videos, they're going to like the live.
I'm going to love the stand up. There's guys that come because their birds will drag them to the gig, and they'll be like, oh, they'll say to me, fucking, I hate your videos, mate. Fucking, I'm sick of getting tagged in them, know what I mean? But you're brilliant live.
What's it like now? Obviously, you're now a full time comedian. Did you imagine when you started doing this that this is where you would get to?
No chance. This was my hobby. Even my wife, and it's like, I'm not going to slag somebody I love, you know what I mean? But like my wife and my man and that, they're all at me like, get us up, son, and fucking go and get a full. And honestly, mate, this was 6-7 months ago. Get up and go and get a full time job. See now, like, I don't rub it in their face, I would never do that, but I'm kind of like, thank fuck I didn't listen to anybody who I love, because I wouldn't be where I'm now. Like, this is full time, spending time my wains every day.
Aye.
Cutting about, as I say, drinking water with cucumber in it. I never thought I'd ever be able to afford that, you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, we couldn't stretch to the cucumber. We're only in the second floor.
I always remember meeting the other guy, see where he's like, you tried the cucumber? Well, you know, brilliant.
But it's just a dream, mate.
Remember the day I met you? We were doing something for Chrissy's house.
Oh, that's the right, ball, the ball.
Tell the audience about the table we were in.
I told the woman he was Conor McGregor. She believed him.
Actually, that's another story. A woman came up with three bits of paper and says, I'm so sorry, please can you, my family love you, blah blah blah. And I just didn't have the boss to say it, I wasn't Conor, right? So I just signed my signature. Then she's like, this last one, this is for Graham Ball, the snooker player or something. Is it Graham Ball? Snooker player?
I don't know.
Graham.
Is
Graham
Frankie, any thoughts?
Graham what?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Graham Dot.
Graham Dot, right. So it's Graham Dot, he's a massive fan. I was like, oh, is he right? No more, Graham, there you go. So if you're watching this, Graham, that was in the corner, I'm sorry. But we were sharing a table with a spiritualist.
Oh, mate,
it?
They're fucking
crazy. Oh, my God, they were freaking us out.
I said to her, aye, so it was like an MMA fighter, a comedian, James English, and two spiritualists, right? Amy for Capital Radio, Amy, D was there as well. But the woman was trying to talk to me, and I'm like, ah, listen, pal. I was like, ah, going, you know, start telling me mad crazy, because I'm terrified of him, mate. In case they're like, ah, there's a fucking ghost beside you or something. And she's like, no, I'm not setting. I'm like, let's see your palm, you're going to die. You know what I mean? I've got heavy anxiety. And then we're just sitting, and we're waiting for a dinner, and she's like, ah, there's somebody beside you. And I'm like, listen, pal, you better get your fuck right. I swear to God, right? And she's like, no, there's somebody beside you. And it's a wee guy, and he's like, do you want to check on the beef, son? To fucking wait, I am going shite myself.
That's a true story,
jumping his knee, you know what I mean? Like, get them, Chris.
She just kept saying to me, like, talking about this line in my hand. So I can see that line for here. It's like, I had one bitch at here, and this other bitch. It was like, the witch's out of fucking Sabrina. That's what I like, the mo's out of Sabrina.
Have you seen the new Sabrina now?
Aye,
she's a fucking dirty new man. I wish it was that, and as a wee guy, I was whacking into Nick's magazines.
Even the cat's fucking a badass.
Sexy cat.
The cat.
Who the fuck's this guy? Sexy cat.
You seen the black cat? He's out with the Felix. Come on.
Rubbing his balls with cat litter.
I've let you
say my secret. It's heavy dirty.
At that table as well with D Maxi, who's kind of a similar with the
videos. D's done brilliant, man. D's phenomenal.
Her videos are nuts, no. She just rants about anything. She shout out anyway. D's.
It was good because at night she wasn't drinking and she's like that all the time. You know what I mean? I put a wee act. I call it my stage mask. But D's just fucking full of life all the time.
She's just who she is.
She's
fucking raving at bits and pieces, that pure sober. I could never dance number sober. But she took me home that night. I was fucking out my box, mate.
Aye, it was a
trying
night.
To sniff toffee and all that. I was there as a lost cause. So you're a fat and you're sniffing toffee.
So tell the audience some tour dates coming up, what have you got? If they're not already sold out.
Tour date? Well, Glasgow's probably the main audience watching this. If you're watching this for somewhere else in Scotland, go to my website, garyfalterco.uk.
Hamilton
sold out, aye. That was a big one.
I'll take in that one. I'll be there.
Are you coming, aye?
Aye.
Brilliant. You bought a ticket?
No.
I'll get you one.
I think it's in the town hall, innit? Town hall, aye.
I was the fastest selling act in a decade.
Nice.
They phoned up the Hamilton Advertiser, and I couldn't believe that, mate. I was like, that's fucking
brilliant, mate.
Obviously, just the wee
I fought in there. That's a great venue. I fought in there. It's
really
like three tiers.
Really, that's
nice,
right. Nice. 750, I think it is.
So if there's any guests, let's go on.
I'll get your medal.
So Hamilton, where else have you got?
And then I've done Dumfries, Edinburgh, Dundee, Kilmarnock. There's fucking hundreds of them now. There's about 19 gigs now. But the big one's the 2nd of November in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. If you're going to come and see me in my hometown, you know what I mean? Because that's just going to be fucking creme de la creme. Aye. And the good thing is that's the very last date of my tour. And it'll be my new DVD. And I'll be gigging for fucking 19 big shows, so my material's just going to be sharp as fuck time I get there.
Does the workload?
And if you don't go, then I need to chap your door like James Allen Bob, like that. Right, that. And just leather.
There you go. You've got some personal
back up.
I've got my SIE.
It's funny because I get mobbed in the Savoy, man. It's like I feel like a celebrity. Like, I know it's the Savoy, you know what I mean? But fucking three hot dogs for Gary, boy.
That's right. I mind you were on a podcast and you were saying you were getting free food and all that.
I got all sorts of free stuff. Oh, it's fucking, that's jumper. I got this for free, I know, half a session clothing.
Good plug, yeah.
Track well, Tandoori.
The more stuff you get for free.
I know. I stopped doing it because I felt that I was becoming too salesy. You get me? Like, it was getting the motors. So I was getting the BMWs and the Mercs for nothing. And I just felt like...
Aye.
A company called Capital Vehicle Leasing.
Where can you check them out?
I was shite myself because they gave me this fucking 5 Series M Sport. So it's this like 65 grand BMW and I've got it parked in Lindsay Terrace in Springburn, you know what I mean? Pure bandit country. I was scared case I came out and it was a fucking Mondeo or something.
On bricks.
I just felt it was getting... I came away from trying to be funny. I was becoming too pushy with sales stuff. And I just... You're going to get that. You need to learn in life, you know what I mean? So I've patched all that now. But a great company called Tartan Camper Vans are giving me a Tartan Camper Van in January. But that's a good thing. I have to go and do the NC500 or something. It's like a route in Scotland. Aye. So they gave me that for 5 days.
Are you touring with that route or are you just
No, I'm just taking the van and going to be fucking a wee John.
Something then you could just go out and like, if you're going on the road with say like Chrissy and that, get somebody to film it and just
Well, that's what happens for myself, you know what I mean? I'm going to try and live a bit more now. See like I've got a great opportunity. I've always worked hard and I've had wains and been in the army and all that. And I've says like for now forward. Aye, for 8 years. So not believing it, I'm fat.
I don't know.
Scottish Ambulance Service.
Was that your old uniform you were trying to?
I was trying to get it on. But I've always fucking just got my head down and grafted, and I just want to live now. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to go to Berlin, just be things like that, and start enjoying life. So my show next year will be heavy positive.
I don't know why. I just thought a Full Metal Jacket when you said that you were in
the army. Pie, why the fuck is that a chilly donut?
What'd you do in army?
Army, of course. Yeah. I worked with the aircraft like the light season Apache attack helicopter
for 8 years.
8 years, mate. Aye, put fucking some fuel on it. Just but fuck the army, that chat, mate.
You ever use any army?
Cuts me watching me in the black IRA and all that. Try to fucking the Green Brigade will be fucking egging my house now. You know what I mean?
To be fair, we did say at the start it was like the start of an ISIS video the way you were sitting here.
The camera set up looks dodgy as fuck, didn't it? it's like the worst fucking casting couch ever, isn't
it? Bend over.
MMA fighter bangs a fat lassie with a beard. Well, catnips is beside them.
Do you ever use any like your army as material?
Aye, but that's that show I just done there. That was all my last kind of 2 or 3 years of material. Next year will be brand new material. So next year will be like so starting comedy going forward.
Did you do like a perfect hour or over an hour? What's your?
I try and stick to an hour. Aye.
No, is that hard?
No, I used to do 2 40-minute minutes, but I just felt that it was too long. You know what I mean? My mate does 20 minutes. Then we get a 20-minute break, then I just go and have a fucking hour of mayhem, and it is an hour of mayhem.
How scary is that now? Is that you getting rid of all the old material now? And
so now it's brand new material. So nobody's going to hear this material.
How nerve-wracking is that, having to ditch all the stuff that's been...
No, nerve-wracking at all, mate, because I'm going to get an experience. I'm just going to go and travel and just experience the world and just do mad crazy shit.
Aye.
Like going to that fucking Spanish bull run or something, just do things that... I want it to be positive, because I've got anxiety and stuff, so I want to show people that you can go out and live your life a wee bit. You don't need to be a fucking multi-millionaire to go out and...
Oh, mate, I'm skint, but I still like to go to a different country every year. I like to travel. So.
But you could do things here. You could do things that you like take up a hobby, like fucking like I did with comedy. Like I'm going to keep it positive as fuck, but just obviously mayhim.
Aye.
But I'm just going to do mad crazy shit. If somebody's got a crazy fucking business, like the fire fat guys at a cannon, use a phone, shoot down my street.
I would
love to do something like that, honestly. I would love to do some sort of like a kind of comedy version of Jackass, because I would do anything for attention, mate. I'm telling you, right, mate, I would suck a dick for a kebab. I'm telling you, mate, live.
Chris, why is yours up?
No hands.
No hands. But honestly, I'd love to do something like that, but it was just fucking sniffing chilies or something, just mad crazy stuff like that, because I love her and I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? Like, you've got to enjoy yourself.
Is there any countries out there that you want to visit?
I watched a thing on Netflix called Dark Tourism.
I
would love to go and do mad crazy countries like Syria and all that, like just fucking.
I mean, he's doing on that Dark Tourism, he's got to that, what's the country where it's all the, or they're celebrating their dead, but they've been dead quite a while and they bring them back.
Oh, Mexico?
Out. Aye, is it fucking mental.
The Day of the Dead or something, innit?
Aye.
But I would love to get into dark tourism kind of thing. So you just going out and just doing mad wacky stuff, like fucking clap my dead body or something. Like, I just want to do mad bonkers stuff, you know, like nobody's really doing. But the dark tourism thing has heavy triggered me, because I'm like, I would love to go and experience, because they can take you to war zones like Iran, you know what I mean, like Iraq.
Club Vandersex, not.
Take you like the Savoy.
Have you got any questions to ask, man?
All right, guys, we'll just get some questions.
Fuck, here we go.
Peter's asking James, where's the mugs?
Peter, that's none of your business, my friend.
Did you forget them, James?
I didn't forget them. There's a story the behind it, but I don't have them.
Oh, really? Aye.
We'll send one out.
I'm bad part.
Also, Tom says, if you want Monster to sponsor, you need to turn your can round.
No, we don't need that sort of sponsorship.
Cans of Schmonster.
Tom, we want you to sponsor us, mate. Just start sending big wads of cash.
Lewis is asking Gary if he can pronounce Khabib's second name. Don't know if... I'm not going to say
you
it.
You know who Khabib is?
Khabib.
Course I do. Khabib McGregor. What is his second name?
No.
You need to write it down because you don't want to say it, then you know how to say it.
I'll give me 2 seconds. Right, ask him a question, I'll fucking find it.
Will you let Chris punch you, if somebody's asking?
Fucking hell, guys.
I don't want to beat him up. Who's punching me?
Chris.
That's fucking Chrissy Ross, innit?
That was Peter Knox.
Is it? Yeah, bastard. Chrissy Ross done that, got an MMA fighter to punch him, and then nearly fucking killed him.
Paul done it.
It was Paul, aye. Belgium, innit?
Because I brought my gloves with me.
Do we want to do this? And Steve's also asking, what's everybody's thoughts on Rangers being top of the league?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What? Hey, I my
thoughts on my Twitter.
I'm a party fizzle fan. Don't start spreading the rumours, man. I've got away with it.
Did you know she used to be a Rangers fan, Box? What happened?
Shut up, you cunt.
He is a Rangers fan.
But my pal who's a Rangers fan is very, very happy, right?
Perfect.
Right, I've got this fucking name. You ready? Looks like my wench just grabbed the keyboard and went like that. Khabib Abdul Manapovich.
Nurmagomedov.
That's a bad one.
That's actually okay, man.
That's a shame, mate. Imagine being that way in school. Like, right, write your name out.
Did you see his fucking, was an animal with him and his wife, like
Khabib's?
She wasn't allowed to show her face. She was just
Muslim,
isn't he? The man with the bear, mate, was fucking bonkers. I was in wrestling with the bear, mate.
I loved that, man. I loved the bear was like sprawling.
Aye. See, while we're saying that, obviously, did any watch the boxing at the weekend?
I just watched clips. I watched the man being getting up, mate, and it's fucking, I think he's meant that.
Have you seen the video? Isn't that like
I
see
Fury,
it's brilliant. He's amazing, mate. I don't really watch a lot of sports. I'm fat as fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I'm watching Man's Versus Food if I'm watching it, you know what I mean? But just seeing the last time I'm talking about mental health and all that, obviously, I've got my mental health charity thing that I'm doing, and it's great when somebody like that speaks about it. Because if somebody like that, what he's done, mate's phenomenal. Came back for that fucking 28 stone or something, is he?
Did you see he put 8 million to the homeless as well?
That's phenomenal.
Guys are legends.
That's an ambassador, mate. That's a proper ambassador.
The guys, I mean, Fury's picked up so much fans during this. Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the fight, you saw with both fighters' faces, Fury disappointed and Wilder looked happy to hear the draw. That tells the story.
Everybody's saying that Fury won it, but I didn't watch the whole fight, so I can't comment.
Definitely,
on it,
for me, he won it.
But everybody I've seen saying that says that.
Tell the viewers about your charity?
It's a men's anxiety group, and it's every Saturday at 1:30 at Bermondock Community Centre. If you've got anxiety, just come along. You don't need to pre-book, you don't need to pay for it, and just turn up and get the help. We just sit in a big group of boys, and it's a brilliant atmosphere, even though it's for a mental health thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's positive. The whole group's got a positive spin in it. We share, and we talk about things that help with anxiety. So if you're sitting there and you've been doing this yourself and you're struggling and you've not thought of some of these tips, I've used a few things like clasping your hands and all that. There's loads of tips that have came up, so it's really positive as well as moving forward in your life. And that's what I mean by moving. Like, I've got anxiety, so I've got social anxiety, so what I'll start today is start becoming myself. I'll start to stay in the house and no go out. So me going out and experiencing life and going travelling myself, this will all build me up to, because I'm champion guys, mate. I like to set a good example, you know what I mean?
I think especially in the last while, I mean, there's been so much
suicide's the biggest killer of men under 45 in the UK. That's terrifying.
Aye. So obviously, you're active with Chris's House at some point.
It's a great charity as well.
I've experienced it as well.
It's close to everybody.
It is. Everybody seems to be affected. How much does that help you, just for you personally, going to that group?
The reason that the group was set up is I want to get help for myself.
Aye.
And it's for anybody with anxiety, if you go to the doctors, it's a 12-week waiting list for an assessment. Mm-hmm. Not to be seen for an assessment. And I was like, do you know what? There has to be something in place where guys can go to, and they build up to getting that medical help. So I set up the group, mate, for myself. So I didn't set up the group to go, well, I'm a champion, look at me. I set up the group because I needed the group. So I've made big pals at Kai and Ryan, all that, the boys in the group, and they've become my best pals now. And see, having somebody to phone who understands anxiety. Like, if I thought one of my pals had been, I'm having a panic attack, they might go, I'll fucking man up, mate. Go and get a pint. But I can phone man of their boys and they'll be like, alright Gary, calm down, are you breathing or not? It's just, it's a great environment for somebody with anxiety.
It's panic attacks as well, or something that's, I've suffered from them for years myself. They're no joke. It's good as well though, because it seems like we're starting to move away from that old mentality, go on, mate. I know there's a lot of negative and a lot of shite in social media, but there is positive stuff like this as well, and it's good for everything.
Well, that's it, man, isn't it? If you want to move forward in your life, mate, you need to go and take your help. You need to ask for help. It's like you don't get any better without training.
Exactly. You need to put the work in.
You need to graft.
Any more questions?
Connor Robertson's asking, Chris, what's the best cheesecake you've ever had?
Ooh. I love my cheesecake.
Why did I ask you about cheesecake? I'm the fucking fat one.
Do you want to answer that one?
No, I'm alright, mate. You go.
You cheesecake?
I'd like food and all that, mate. I'm fucking. I only eat salads and fish, not
He's
I mean.
Actually wearing a paddy
jumper. He likes.
I'm wearing a fat suit.
Fish cakes and.
What was it? Rice cakes?
Aye.
Fish and rice cakes.
That's all right, man.
That's him 24/7.
Straight diet athlete.
But Berlin tomorrow for a kebab, and then back on to fish.
Which cheesecake? Are you a cheesecake connoisseur or something?
I like the millionaire cheesecake. You know what that is, no? Millionaires.
Millionaire shortcake.
It's so good. But I get them like special made, so sometimes like Terry's chocolate orange ones as well. There's a good shop I go to in Strafe, and I travel to Strafe to get cheesecake. Tour journeys to get cheesecake. So there's a shop in Strafe called Vintage Violet. So check your cheesecake.
And if you're in Glasgow, check Nello's out in Shelton Road, because they gave me free cheesecake.
My mate's own shops and I'm not plugging my mate's ones, that mean? But dirty desserts as well, fuck it.
See when you finish fighting, Chris, down the line, are you going to have to
What is your meal after your fight, your first meal?
Oh, it's pizza all day.
That's a shite meal, mate. I'm not happy with that.
It's about 40 inches.
You've just fucking just smashed a guy, trained fucking solid for weeks at a fight camp.
I usually party for about 3 days, so
every day,
like,
aye, so.
Then a week for like a week solid. And I'll feel sorry for myself, and I watch like Starving Wayne's on the telly and think it's my fault, and start greeting paying donations.
You're going through a pure emotional roller coaster, isn't that? You'll need to go for a
so
call
I,
or something.
After fights, it's pizza and cheesecake, then McDonald's right after it. But
do you balloon right up, or do you just try and keep it and tap it?
No, I go right up.
Do I? Aye.
So I weigh in about 70 for a fight, and then after that, I'll be like 2 stone, like that.
Really, yeah, because Hatton was like that, went to Hatton, just get fat as fuck, eating fry ups, none of that.
Don't get too fat, fuck's sake, guys. Yeah,
that's all I meant, I'm saying.
Do you think for the weight cuts as well, not your body's what you hold on to your weight, mate?
Aye, but I've done it for so long, it just goes up and down, so it's, that's it. I go right up to the same as I'm always, but then I cut right down. Any next one?
Derek Skillen's asking, would you rather be Nick Cage in John Travolta's body or John Travolta in Nick Cage's body?
Did you get that? Who's that for, Gary?
Troy's.
Right, would you either be Nick Cage in John Travolta's body or John Travolta in Nick Cage's body?
Who the fuck's Nick Cage?
Nicholas Cage. Face off.
Alright, aye.
Thank God you fucking know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
John Travolta in his body.
Is that when he was shagging his wife and all that?
I don't know, mate. Aye, I'd probably go for that.
Aye, whatever one he was shagging his wife.
What was the film with the airplane?
And touching up his daughter.
Aye,
Connor?
Oh, probably what a film. I'd be Nicolas Cage in John Travolta's body. When he says Papa's got a brand new bag, and then slapping the daughter in the his daughter in the arse. Aye, that one.
Wolf Hunters.
I'm not people, honestly. That's my mum and dad.
Another one is Jaffa cakes, a biscuit or a cake.
Fucking hell.
Oh, cake all day long, Costco cake.
No, it's Jaffa
cake.
No,
cakes. It is Jaffa. He's done with Costco cake. Is a Jaffa cake a biscuit or a cake?
And Costco cake.
There you go, because I love Costco cake, I know, man.
It's a biscuit.
Jumping up with icing on my face like somebody's
just melted
it.
It's not a cake, is it? It's a
so
fucking
much food related question.
It's a soggy biscuit, isn't it? So it's
tastes like a painter's radio with icing on it.
Soggy biscuits.
If Gary was
before?
A fighter, what would your nickname be?
Oh, I'd say the fridge.
Donner Hoss.
The fridge, is that no taste?
Donner Hoss, the fridge. What do you mean the fucking fridge? Because I'm full of salad.
A bit of magnet, mate.
I don't know. I'd be like kebab, I'd be like kebabby. Big kebabby, Donner kebab in my sauce.
So, aye,
mate. I want to come into a session with you, like.
Any time, mate.
Should do that and film
see
it.
See, when you get your camper van, we'll go on tour. Hunters are drinking drugs.
What are you going to say, hell,
Bellator? It's just a joke, man. I mean, and then we'll train.
I can hear your check going down for Bellator. A five or a fight.
then we'll train. Bellator's just unfollowed me, fuck.
Aye. They've got drug testers and coke.
Hutchinson's asking Gary, are you still hinching?
I'm a heavy hincher. Do you know who my cinch is?
Fucking
hell, man. Don't know what my hinching is.
Hinch?
A woman on Instagram. She just cleans stuff, mate. Oh, she's fucking unique. And if you've got Instagram, look up Mrs. Hinch.
Mrs. Lynch?
She just. Hinch? No, Mrs. Hinch. Lynch. No, you're a fucking skilled teacher. No, I mean. Hi, Mrs. Lynch.
What the fuck?
Hinch. What she does is like. She uses like. So, I'll give you an example, right? So, see your skirting. Skirtings are always bogging, isn't it, right? Mm. So, she puts a wee bit of fabric softener in it. And you clean your skirting with fabric softener. And the house just smells dynamite, honestly. You just need to try it, boys.
Do you know her? Or is it just
no, I done a video about her and she commented on it and her comment got me likes in the fucking video.
So Instagram's just about cleaning her house and
oh, it's bonkers, mate.
So it's basically for house rice and that, it's cleaning tips.
No, whose husband's I know? It's fucking 2018, innit? We're all helicopters now, you know what I mean? But I would.
How many of your tips have you used then?
The one with the fabric softener's dynamite because the house just smells of fabric softener.
So fabric softener on the skirting boards.
Right. But sometimes I think she does mad crazy stuff and she plugs like new eyebrows
she
and that's really good.
On her, but
aye, you're fucking pervert, of course she is.
Right, next question.
What's your go-to pizza?
Oh, the meat feast out of Domino's. It's got a bit of oven in it.
I hate Papa John's, mate. Papa John's is bogging. Give that mad garlic yellow sauce, man. It's fucking, honestly, it's like eating heroin. Fucking horrible. It's pure overpriced, isn't it?
No, I see a meat feast or a pepperoni.
I'm a spicy
chicken, but that's who a chippy pizza.
You need to get a kebab shop, didn't you? Like the indie
see,
ones.
I like a Lambuna pizza.
Lambuna, you have your fucking nut, mate. Mrs. Lynch, new Lambuna pizzas. That's the way you go. Just punch him, mate.
That's the way you go.
If you want to see him getting punched, like the page.
Somebody's asking Chris, will you punch James?
That's something they can get to.
You guys want me to hit people, man?
I don't know.
It's my day off.
That's it, the nail checking. That is aye. So it's perfect. So obviously, before we go, just lastly, Gary, what shows again? If you want to plug your shows for people watching,
just go to garyfalls.co.uk and you'll be able to see. But my Glasgow show is 2nd of November. I'd love if you're going to come, please come to that. That's the big one.
What is your Instagram, Twitter handles?
Gary Falls 1, I think it is. Just put Gary Falls. There's nobody as ugly as me or fucking fat as me. You know what I mean? There's none other Gary Falls. It's ugly. So
there's only one there's, Gary.
There's
Falls.
A mad Spanish looking man. He looks heavy, sexy. Like
see how Jerry Sinman has a na 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 na.
I fucking love
what
that.
What's your one?
Boo! Boo! You're fucking shite. Your life videos are horrendous. But see when you hear that, mate. Honestly, that I had a bit of a stoner. Like, half a stoner.
He
oh,
loves that,
it's
no,
fucking. All the lights go off and it's that song. That song comes on, it's the proper it. Song. Then you see all the flares get cracked. It's fucking.
So, when's the SECC, the biggie?
2nd of November, mate.
2nd of November. So get tickets at Gary Falls.
Is there still tickets available for that?
I've sold 2,000 so far, so there's about 1,000 left.
Right, I saw you done that. So, when are you going to be getting that full bottle of wine?
Full bottle of wine? I don't know when it sells out, mate. I'll drink a full bottle of wine, but it's just fucking. I can't. My goal was 500. Because after 560 tickets, I'm into a profit. So, that was my goal by the end of the year. See, even you get the phone call like that. 2,000 going.
Man.
My arsehole just collapsed.
You've worked hard for a bit.
It's good, mate. It's good.
You're grafting.
And I'll keep working hard, mate. And it's good now because I've got. I'm a full time comedian now, so I've got all that time to write. So I'm buzzing for next year's
how
shows.
Obviously, one more question before we go. How much a difference has it made to you going for being a hobby then to being able to focus on it full time? So I know.
Completely, mate. But before I would write maybe fucking one or two jokes if I could even do that. Mm-hmm. If I was in the tab. But see now, mate, I'm writing a good hour and a half a day.
Aye.
So if you look at that material, mate, if I write 10 jokes, say, end of the day, I'll pick one joke, that'll get the other dino, will get binned into a folder somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get better and better, mate. I can feel it already. I can feel my writing's getting better, my mentality's getting better. It's scary, mate, but it's exciting because it's because of people supporting me, mate. I get to do what I love for a full-time job.
You were saying your mum made you a pack lunch earlier on.
Oh, it's fucking bonkers, man.
What is it like for her, seeing like you growing?
I don't think my ma and my wife... My wife comes to my gigs, right, but... I don't think my ma believed it. Like, see, she came to the Greenock, the 500 seater, and just seeing her wee face, mate, she just fucking. She still thinks I'm supporting somebody, you know what I mean? I'm doing a comedy club, like. Man. But seeing I was doing the gig, mate, I could just. Because my wife and my ma were in the wing. So I've landed a joke, I would just look at her, mate, and her wee face was just fucking. And she can feel. Because she's at the stage, she can feel the. You can feel the laughter, mate. Yeah. People scream, mate, you can feel it. And her wee face, mate, was just honest. Right, every time I looked at her, mate, I was ready to greet, you know what I mean?
That's worth it alone,
isn't it? No, it's her wee face, mate, it's fucking cute as fuck. Then a boyfriend stand at us and I was like, I fucking hate that guy.
If you want me to batter him.
That's it, we'll take him down, mate.
Give me the nod. Somebody's wanting, everybody wants me to punch somebody,
so. Cut nearly killed me.
How?
I phoned him, he's a chef, right? and I was making a steak all day, and I was like, how, I'm making a steak. He's like, right mate, what you need to do is get some blue cheese, right, and see when you've cooked your steak, make sure it's margarine with butter, right, make sure it's fucking burning in fire, and then pour some wine into it. So I'm like, no bother. So the pan's fucking, the house is ready to burn down, right, and I'm like, right, I'll pour some wine into this. Pour the wine, mate. I didn't know wine was flammable, mate. They were fucking
your
eyebrows, my eyebrows have gone, mate. My fucking, that's just a big ball of flame just covered my head. And I was like, what kind of steak is this? It was fucking all I could smell was burnt the hair, fucking blue cheese. So I'm going to fucking finger him when he's sleeping.
Blue cheese or go home, man.
Blue cheese is amazing, mate.
I never thought I'd like it.
I became a pure snob now. Fucking barbecue, cucumber, blue cheese, steaks. Going a fucking cheesy pasta. Fucking spam and chips.
You definitely have. You're going to Germany for a kebab.
But the flights are cheap as fuck.
Much for
flights are fucking £93 or something.
93
quid, mate, return. And I'm staying in a hostel, mate. It's like heavy Bates Motel hostel, you know what I mean?
So
I'll probably get murdered.
Get earlier, get a kebab, 200 quid on.
Just do video blog so we know you're safe in that.
Aye.
Instagram stories. Yeah, take
just phone the kebab shop, mate. Somebody stabs me and Bill in, mate. There's dynamite coming out.
Just make sure you get it live.
Club vendor 6.
Some sexy
it's
dungeon.
Like, they just hand you like the safe word and you're like, oh, I won't need that. Then when you do need it, it's this big kebab set. I can't see it, I can't see it. Next thing you know, you've got fucking...
in a sex dungeon getting stuffed with dynamite.
Christmas turkey.
So actually, when I was driving out here, I was listening to Clyde One, and they come on and they were talking about a Dutch guy who went to court to get his age reduced by 20 years.
And got refused,
didn't he? He got refused, but he's apparently appealing it because he feels like a young god now, so he managed to appeal it. And how the fuck does that work?
Did you get
these cunts will keep me in a job, by the way. See you next year, I'm just slaughtering all that shit, man, honestly. I'm slaughtering it. I get the identity thing, right? I totally get that. Because people are born into other people's bodies, right? And that's a thing, I agree with that. But see all this shit, I'm a helicopter, I'm a roller coaster. Like, fuck up, man, right? Where did the roller coasters go to the toilet?
you get that.
But the non-binary stuff, I totally get that. Because I've got mates that are maybe trans and stuff. And, mm-hmm. and I've heard their point of view of it. But do you see just all the offence, shit, right? Or you need to change your fucking... man tissues and all that. Oh, I just want to heed the fucking telly, you know what I mean?
Is that something you, as a comedian, you feel you need to negotiate when you're writing? Or
I don't negotiate it at all. I try not to offend anybody. You've got to stay on ball and not be offensive or racist or anything, you know what I mean? You don't want to be that cunt, but things like that is just gold, you know, because everybody's thinking it. She's fucking, it's like the woman that married a roller coaster. or the cunt, remember the guy in the motor who sticked his dick in exhaust pipe? Well, like, see people, man. I need pals like that. I need a pal that sticks his dick in an exhaust pipe.
That roller coaster.
I think my mate has done that before.
My pal plays chess, you know what I mean? I've got fucking shite pals.
No, that roller coaster woman was fucking.
She was licking at the German man.
How do you know
he's a roller coaster?
A woman's married a
roller coaster.
She's married to the roller coaster and she goes and rides it and all that. But no, rides it in the sense of. I swear to God.
Rubs a fan. Off it, mate.
Aye, she's lying underneath it going, oh, you're so lovely, you're so big and strong.
Kissing
and
it, licking
that.
Her, she's genuinely in love.
Is she American?
What's that name
for German.
That?
German.
German, aye.
She runs a kebab shop.
So that's it, more questions, that's.
Well, obviously, thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute fucking legend.
And guys, thanks for tuning into Bad Part of Podcast. Obviously, you can get us on iTunes and all your usual haunts. We'll post that out there. And yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
They got to East End. Got a taxi, it's cool.
we'll phone you a taxi, we can do the voice.
Are you got East End, aye? That was absolutely right. Can we stop at a kebab shop? Can we stop and get a kebab?
Shout out for the
kebab
studio.
Aye, and just one last time, obviously, we want to shout out for Cage Wall Studios for letting us come in here and use the space. It's certainly an improvement for your living room.
So and getting rammed off the road.
Aye.
I felt mad.
Silver
guys.
Passat.
Aye, safe journey home tonight. I heard the guy's changed his motor. Aye. It's a Blackman Dale now.
Thank you.